turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. I'm glad Jeff got into Deuteronomy because he's preaching right up my alley today. And those that are leaving, I strongly advise you to get a CD of the service today because there's some strong direction. Everybody say strong direction. Because how many here like to keep the victory in Jesus? There's a price to be paid to have victory in your life. There really is. If you're going to walk in victory and have God's blessing in your life continually flowing on an everyday basis. Amen. And the Bible is very clear about how that takes place. It says it is according to the power of God that worketh in you to will and to do his good purposes. Isn't that right? See, you will those things into your life. You amalgamate the word into your spirit system, into your spirit, by allowing the word to become rich in you and bountiful in every area of your life. And if I was you, I'd spend enough time, and I've done this. Take 3x5 cards. You get a word from God, and you know that that's your answer. Get that 3x5 card out and write it down and meditate until you meditate it until you get it in your heart so full it just comes out of your mouth. And then you throw that 3x5 card away, and you begin to quote it and speak it on a daily basis. Because I'm going to tell you something. That is your lifeline. That is where Zoe comes from. Jesus said that. My words are spirit and they are life. They are Zoe. Can everybody say Zoe? Well, I never knew what that word was before. I never taught me that in Bible school. You know, how many like the Bible stories? I loved them. But you know, I never understood what the real stories were all about. And all the good things that God wanted to do in your life, if you could actually applicate it in your own life. And see it happen. I always thought it was, well, God had something special for them. And not me. But if they would have just told me that God would do the same thing for you, it'd have been much more personal to me. Isn't that right, Fawn? And what these people had to do, if you study their lives, that allowed them to have the victory that they had. David was a shepherd boy. He spent a lot of time out in the country. How many are country kids today? I was raised in the country. I lived on a lake. Ate too much fish. Got tired of it. Don't hardly eat any fish anymore. Shrimp, lobster tail. I never ate that when I was a kid. I lived on a freshwater lake. But I got tired of the fish. But that's okay. We all do that sometimes, don't we? Deuteronomy 11, chapter 13, verse. And it shall come to pass. Now, one of the things that I got a revelation on is that if anything God ever says anything, it will come to pass. That, to me, was an anchor to my soul. If it says it'll come to pass, if you do these things, it'll come to pass. Amen? I got tired of things not working in my life. And I knew that the Word of God was a more sure thing. And it was an anchor to my soul. You see, and I found out that what I said out of my mouth and what I believed in my heart was the most important thing. I don't want to be just a Christian. I don't want to just identify that I believe in Jesus. I want to see God's Word work in my life. I want to see where the rubber meets the road. I want victory in every area of my life. I want the glory of God operating in my life. And I'm telling you another thing. I don't want sin in my life. Amen. Well, I thought I'd just bring that out this morning. Yeah. And it says, and it shall come to pass if ye shall hearken diligently. Now, you need to underline that word diligently because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't diligently do this and see to it that you do it, it won't work for you. Now, I know this is out of the Old Testament law and how he instructed the Israelites, but under the new law, or the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that is the schematic. That's what allows Zoe to flow through your spirit, man. You learn the schematic. You understand what's taking place. Amen? I heard somebody say something the other day. Why did they have to kill all those pigeons and all those goats and birds? And shed all that blood and complained about it because they didn't understand why they had to do that. You ever stop and think about that? It was a metaphor for what was to come. And that, you know what the picture was? You want me to tell you what the picture was? Thus saith the Spirit. I don't want any distractions here. It was a metaphor that every sin that has come in our lives that we were born with had to be paid for by the blood of Jesus. That every sin had to be dealt with. Every nook and cranny, brothers and sisters. Everybody say nook and cranny. That applies to your salvation. Why? So God's Zoe can flow up in your life for that type of deliverance or respect of God's goodness in your life. I think if you want God's goodness in your life, you have to respect it. You have to glorify it with your mouth. You have to bring it up. You have to allow it to become first place in your life. You got to quit going around murmuring and complaining about everything that's going wrong in your life. One of the chief areas that the devil does is distract you from the real purpose in life. And it shall come to pass. Now listen to this. If ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now I like that there, because your soul, you understand that your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And I think some of us have to work on our mind more than anything. Because sooner or later, what you're thinking in your mind, you're going to come out. It's going to come out. It's going to get fed down into your spirit. And if you're dwelling on unclean things, you will do it. Eventually, you'll do it. And I've learned that I am drawn and enticed by my own lust. I found that out. And when you, what you meditate on, you're going to allow it and you're going to do it. You're not strong enough in yourself. Amen. That's why Joseph ran away from, who was it, Herod's wife? He couldn't handle it, man. He had to get out of there. There are some things in your life that you got to keep yourself away from in order to have victory in that area in your life. You know why? Because it may cost you your life. It may cost you your relationship with God. It may cost you the victory that God has planned just up ahead for you. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what the world tells you. God's always got something better for you than the world has to offer. And if it costs you something in the flesh, there's something much better in the spirit about to happen. Don't get too excited now just because I'm preaching to a few. So to me, it don't make any difference. I'm like Kenneth Copeland. If nobody was here, I'd be preaching to the chairs. Amen. Now I boast into myself. I burn with the desire to preach. If it's been 2 or 3 weeks since I preached, I can't wait till I get there to preach. That's something that God has put in me. I have to do it. Is there some things God put in your life you just have to do? I burn in my soul. I have to get a release. Everybody say amen. Amen. Now this is what he goes into. He says, with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season. Okay, I found out my due season comes quite often. See, to every seed, there's a season of harvest. There's a season of waiting. Every obedience to the cross, there's a season of waiting. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to expect that. If you want healing in your life, you got to expect healing. You got to lift up healing above whatever you're suffering in your body over. You have to lift it up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Why? Because he'll make you an example or an ensample for those that are around you. Hello, are you out there? That I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain. Ooh. And thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And what do you think he means mayest gather in the corn or the first rain and the latter rain? When you first come into situations where you know God's in it, there is a latter rain. There is another area where God's going to move in that area. I had times when I gave tithes, and I'm bringing this up, where I couldn't afford it, God would raise up a standard that made me afford it. And he ministers seed to the sower and also ministers bread for your food. I would have experienced a supernatural provision. Bread would come to me. The money that I sowed would come back to me. But, and it says, and seed, I will multiply thy seed sown. Yeah, there's the latter rain. There's the harvest. Yeah. Are you with me? But you're thinking, you got to be thinking that stuff. Yeah. If you're going to have healing in your body, you got to make an everyday reality out of it. Yeah. You got to say something every day. You got to get it in your vocabulary. You got to get it in your spirit. You got to lift it up above the circumstances in your life. Yeah. to walk in total healing. Amen. Why should that mean to you something? Because God says he'll give you long days of your life. Your days will be prolonged on the earth. Your prosperity will continue throughout your life. I like that scripture in Psalms. They shall flourish in their older age. Oh, gee. I know people in my life that refuse to obey God. They're real excited. They're happy to believe what God says and believe in all the right things. But on the other hand, they live like the devil and they sound like the devil when they talk. They're double-minded on the Word of God. Don't ever get that way. You know what that is? Hardened heart. Gospel hardness. Well, I ain't never had anything good happen to me. Well, you don't have to worry about it because it ain't going to happen. You ever heard somebody say that? All the time in the body of Christ, and I'm sick of it. Don't think God isn't sick of it. Ha. And I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, and thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. See, for instance, you plant your corn and it gets growing. You know it's working, right? Then comes the harvest. That's your latter rain. Amen. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, and thou mayest eat and be full. Everybody say full. Now you can relate this to yourself. You're not cows. You know, but you can look at things that are in your own life. Okay, take heed to yourselves. Wow. That your heart be not deceived and ye turn aside. Ooh. And serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain. And that thy land yield not her fruit and lest ye perish quickly from off the good in which the Lord giveth you. Woo! Now, here is your remedy. Everybody say, look at your neighbor and say, this is your remedy. Because I'm going to tell you something. I like to be excited like Joe. Sometimes guys like that can embarrass you a little bit, but you need to be embarrassed. You need to break out of your little religious circle that you got going on in your life. You need to come out of your shell and get the emotion and the feeling of what you've really been delivered from and where your life is and where you want it to go. You need to come out of all that stuff. Notice he says, therefore, usually when he says therefore, that's what it's there for. In comparison to what he just said. Isn't that right? Shall ye lay up these my words, underline that in your book, in your heart and in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is serious business, folks. You say you want change? God say, prove it. You want change? I want to hear it. After all, he's the author and the finisher of your faith, and he deserves the glory. Amen? Don't be worried about you taking too much glory to yourself. And I'm going to tell you something. When you break out of your ordinariness and God see glory coming in your life, I got news for you. People will be coming to you and say, God, I see God in your life really moving. God gets the glory. Amen? God has called us to glory and virtue. Glory is God's goodness operating in your life, and virtue is being able to live an overcoming life free from sin and allowing God's anointing to flow through you into others that you come in contact with. I know you needed this morning. That's why I'm preaching it. You want God, you want everything right in your life? Then you need to do what's right. Right begats right. Wrong begats wrong. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Hallelujah. Can everybody say, praise the Lord. He says, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Notice you've got to put it in your front of your eyes like frontlets. Have you, since you've been in college, have you really been seeing more of the reality of God in your life? It's really expanded, hasn't it? And you begin to understand God's dealing with humanity. And it's good. It is wild. And it is awesome. Amen. It is. You just break out and cry. You ever done that? Tears of joy. Hallelujah. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them to your children, speaking, underline that word, speaking of them when thou settest in thy house. Well, how about the dinner table? And when thou walkest by the way, how about the restaurant you go to or the store? Hey, you know what? I think it's good to have commonplace talking about Jesus in the workplace. I mean, Joe's been coming on a job, and that's all I hear about is Jesus. And you know what? I'm glad, because I see a lot more happening. Amen. This ain't something, you know, you can call it fanaticism all you want, brothers and sisters, but fanaticism on the right thing will never hurt you. Isn't that right? And thou, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, you know what? You don't give no place to the devil with your words, because you're mindful of the things of God in your life. Amen. Isn't that right? And you know, being around Joe, it's mindful to me how excited I need to stay in Jesus. Amen. You know why? Because I've been where he's at. I don't love him anymore, and I love anybody else here, and I don't want nothing said. Just because he's getting a lot of attention. People that blow the word of God out of their mouth all the time and on a consistent basis, they are going to get the most attention. The squeaky wheel does get the worm. I'm sorry, that's just the way it works in the kingdom of God. Amen? Now, they got to mean something. It's got to be in your heart. You know, you got to fall in love with Jesus. If you're having a hard time loving Jesus, ask God to help you. Because the only reason why you love him in the first place is God's Holy Spirit moving in your heart. Isn't that right, Sister Megan? But God goes into great detail here to tell them where they're going to have walk in victory. And, you know, I used to do this with my kids. They know. My kids know. That's why throughout most of their life, when they were at home, they never had to go to the doctor. They never had to have medicine. And my brothers and my sisters all had their cupboards full of medicine. There was occasion, but most of the time they didn't have to go to the doctor. Not unless he went out and did something stupid and broke their arm. I don't remember any of them breaking their arm. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them with when thou settest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house. You ever notice that Jewish people always have a scripture placed on their door with that little deal? Yeah. Yeah, that's okay if you'd read it once in a while. A lot of times that just become a tradition, just a symbol. But if you went out there and you opened that thing up and read it every day, it'd be different. That's what God meant. Amen. It does call for a certain amount of discipline. That's why we're called disciples. The word disciple means disciplined ones. I discipline myself by listening to tapes all the time. I get more word than you can even imagine just by listening to tapes. I've grown in the word just by listening to tapes. You don't think you can't learn by hearing? I'm going to tell you, hearing comes by, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And that's literally true. I remember one time I heard something that Kenneth E. Hagin said, and I was trusting the Lord for something. But you know what? That scripture he taught on that day went off in my heart and brought me a $14,000 miracle. So I had to pay the IRS. They were coming to get me. It produced a $14,000. And you don't think the devil fought me on the way to the church when I was getting ready to release my faith? At the same time, I had such mountain-moving faith. God sent another brother that had a $400,000 need. Because he was in a business that was about ready to go bankrupt. And you know what? He got that miracle, I got that miracle, and we both set ourselves in agreement. That was the day I seen a religious demon manifest itself. Right there in church. I don't want to blow your comfort zone. You don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you a lie. You know what it was? It wasn't because of the church. It wasn't because the God's people wasn't sincere. That spirit was allowed to operate there in order to come against me. I mean, that spirit was allowed so it could come against me. And it manifested myself. Do you know why? Because I had faith and they knew it, and it was trying to get me to keep from receiving. Anytime you're having trouble with the devil, it's because you're close to something great. Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days Now here we are, you might as well underline this, that your days may be multiplied. Don't tell me you can't lengthen your days. Don't ever listen to that say, well, your days are numbered before God, and your days, your day of dying is, will be when God plans on you dying. Your days will be lengthened. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children. Woo! In the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the day of heaven upon earth. We can live like heaven on earth. Can everybody say amen? Amen. For if ye shall diligently keep all thy commandments, which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, all we need to do is cleave to Jesus. Amen. And we receive it by grace. Hallelujah. Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place where on the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river and the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. I believe that whatever you're trusting the Lord, God has put it in your heart to believe him for it. Amen. Because the Bible says he gives you the desires of your heart. Isn't that right?
Amen.
So I believe we got that $400,000 coming. And I'm not backing off this. I've had too much stuff taking place this year. It had to have been God. You notice how one miracle lead to another one? That's how David got to where he got. He kept reminding himself the bear and the lion. Then now he had the giant. Well, was God any smaller than the giant, than the bear, than the lion? Amen. Think of the victories you've had in the past. God's got better ones setting up for you. Isn't that right? Let's stand up in the presence of God. I'm going to quit here because I got another scripture I want to go into.